Have you ever wondered, how did we get into this mess? I mean, how did we get this sin stuff getting us into the threat of hell and damnation? And in order to understand that, we need to go right to the very beginning, in Genesis. Jay read to us this morning from Genesis chapter 3. And there are some people who we will call evolutionists, who believe that life began at the very bottom of a pond and that it's been a constant climb to achieve greatness ever since. On the other hand, there are people who believe the Bible's account that mankind began at the top and through disobedience, through temptation and lies, fell from that top and became resident at a significantly lower place, filled with pain, work, and temptation, sorely in need of someone to save them. Now, depending on where your outlook is, on your starting place, then your understanding of life's journey will differ greatly. Well, I happen to believe that the Bible account is for real, that our God is our Creator, and He simply asked one thing of the first people: to follow His directions. You know, following directions seems to be a very difficult thing for people. I just have to tell you a brief story. Back in 2000, I had my left knee replaced. I was in Memorial Hospital in Jacksonville, and another man had his knee replaced on that very same day. And we went through physical therapy in the hospital, same time, same. It was like we were joined at the hip, no pun intended. And our doctor's appointments were at the very same time. Well, first appointment going in to get the staples removed. I had my two Teds on, those white stockings, those disgusting white stockings. Had to wear them for 8 weeks. And I had two crutches, and I wasn't allowed to toe touch. And this man that had, we'll call him Bob, had his knee replaced. He only had one Ted on and had one crutch. Well, needless to say, as the year progressed, we kept meeting each other, and he kept doing things well ahead of the doctor's schedule. And then came our one-year checkup. We both went in and had x-rays taken, and then we went into rooms with our wives. He was in one room and I was in the next, and suddenly I'm hearing crying in that other room. I mean, it was really bad crying. And when Dr. Dolan came in, I said to him, "What's going on?" He says, "You remember Bob?" I said, "Sure." I said, "Is that Bob crying?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, you did everything I told you to do." He said, "So I can tell you right now, I don't need to see you for another year. But next Wednesday, I'm redoing his knee. I'm replacing it all over because he could not follow directions." And that's what happened in the garden. He asked people to follow directions. "Do what I tell you to do." And if they could do it, they would enjoy paradise with him forever. And I believe it doesn't get any easier than that. See this? Because of what happened here, all of this was necessary. Because of what happened here, we're here today. And we're living the way we're living and putting up with what we're putting up with. All of this was necessary because it couldn't be followed in Genesis chapter 3. The man was told in Genesis chapter 2, but we'll get to that in a second. So enter today the serpent. In today's Old Testament lesson, he immediately goes on the tack about what God has told them. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say," listen carefully, "you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you'll die." Well, in order to fully understand what God told the man, he didn't tell the woman, because she didn't exist yet. He told the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Do you hear the difference here? The serpent was indeed crafty. He had the woman right where he wanted her. He completely changed what God said. He asked the woman if God really said you can't eat from any tree in the garden. And then he went for the gusto by trying to call God a liar. She completely changed what God said, maybe because the man had told her this, or because she became confused, the pressure of having this serpent talking to her. Well, suddenly she was saying, the tree in the middle, not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, even adding that if you touch it, you will die. God didn't say that. Have you ever played the old game telephone? We get a lineup of people, and somebody whispers in one person's ear, and then it goes down the line. And all of a sudden it comes out as something drastically different. Well, apparently that's what happened here. Something similar. Then the serpent takes this and said, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, by this time, she was so confused because she was probably witnessing the first shell game. You know what a shell game is? Guy has three shells and puts a pea under one of them and starts moving them all around. Follow the shell. See if you can find it. What the crafty devil told her made it sound okay, insinuating that God had said all of this out of jealousy. The temptation that must have been racing through her mind was like going shopping on a Black Friday and wanting everything that was on sale, no matter what your finances look like. I have three TVs, but I want this one. It's not as big as the one I have in my family room, but I want that. It's $400 off. Wow. As the reading tells us in verses 6 and 7, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. God gave them one simple instruction. It was okay to eat of the fruit of any tree in the garden, but not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What would seem to be so easy to follow had suddenly become so enticing by the words of the serpent, filled with lies. Her husband was right by her side when they ate, so the blame is shared. You know, there's no, she made me do it, which people have said throughout the years. Many have joked. I don't know if you remember the late comedian Flip Wilson, who had a character that he created, Geraldine, who always said, the devil made me do it. Well, that's not what's happening here. Here the blame belongs squarely on the shoulders of the man and the woman, and therefore with all humanity to follow. When they eat the fruit, their eyes are open. But it doesn't bring what the snake promised. They gain the experience of deciding between good and bad, but in doing so involves doing the opposite to what God said. And they don't gain anything like true wisdom. They start off as naive, simple people. But when they decide to violate the one constraint that God placed on them, they don't become mature and wise people, but instead become very unwise. And I couldn't help but keep thinking about poor old Bob, who had to have his knee all replaced all over again because he couldn't follow the instructions of the doctor. They know that they've been exposed, so they try two ways to hide. They grab some fig leaves, and they're not all that big. But they try to cover up what they've got, and they also try to hide in the trees. For the first time in their lives, in their existence, they are filled with fear in their relationship with God. and they try to hide from him. Previously, they walked with him in the garden. It was joyful. It was a relationship. And now they were afraid of him and what he was going to do to them. God, of course, knows what they did, just as he knows where they are. But he calls out, "Where are you? I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked," the man answered. "So I hid." And he said, God said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Mankind was never created to be afraid of the Creator, the one who wanted to walk in the garden with them. Man's reaction is to sidestep the issue and to blame someone else. And this instinct was not how they were created. But the spirit of disobedience filled them to do so. Man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." He's trying to put the blame right on her. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you've done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." If possible, blame the person who is accusing you and blame someone else, and their relationship becomes tarnished. Their relationship with God became so tarnished, and their relationship with each other became one of blame and distrust. "It's not my fault." Have you ever heard that? God addressed the serpent and describes how its existence is now going to change, and distrust between it and humans, promising the offspring of humanity, would crush the serpent's head. How Jesus would defeat sin, death, and Satan on the cross. To the woman, God promised that life would now be painful bearing children. Do you remember that there were two trees that God spoke about when he told Adam about the trees? In the center of the garden were two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see, prior to this time, they could eat from the tree of life and have eternal life and have no pain. And who knows how children were born? But now, things were going to be different. There would now be pain in bearing children. To the man named Adam, which means, a lot of people think it means first man, but it means to be red or earth, possibly referring to the color of the soil that he was taken from. Remember, God took the soil together, the clay, put him together. It reminds me of that old song, "He took 100 pounds of clay." The name Adam comes from to be red or earth. God said that life for him was going to change. Food would no longer just be provided. He didn't have any of the fruit from any of the trees except that one. Now he was going to have to work the soil. Hard labor. God also spoke then the words that we recall when you come on Ash Wednesday to receive your ashes. And they are, "For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." Adam has been charged by God to name all of the birds and animals. And now Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Man named his wife Eve, which means life, living, lively. And it's from her that now other life will come. As you know, they had Cain and Abel. And then said, from this one act of disobedience came not only the destruction of the relationships, but death came as well. Animals were killed by God to produce the skin to clothe Adam and Eve. And from this came the first animal sacrifice. In the verses immediately following our Old Testament reading, God sends them into exile from the garden. And here's what it says. "So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim, angels, and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life." Genesis 3:23 and 24. Life for all humanity changed forever because of one act of disobedience. God didn't strike them down and decide to start all over again, but instead he made life much harder for them. But the death that the serpent said would happen would indeed come at the end of their earthly existence. God had a plan that would repair the eternal relationship and save them forever. And that would have to be sending his son Jesus, who walked in the garden with them, and he would die, sacrificing himself in their place, in our place, to repair the fabric of their lives, their eternal lives. All this, my friends, is because of one act of disobedience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.